Hello and welcome to the Kaspersky Daily Podcast. We're reporting live from the Security Analyst Summit in the Dominican Republic. I'm here with Charlie Miller, who does security work for Twitter, and Chris Valasek, who does security work for IOActive. So you probably know them better as the guys that have been touring around for the last 6 months doing a demonstration on hacking cars. So do you guys sort of feel like Steve Winwood singing Higher Love at this point?
No, I've gone on tours where I talk about the same thing more than this, so this is still building up.
Yeah, I don't think I've hit my record yet. Plus, this is a lot more fun to talk about. We have a lot of videos to show, so people are still really into it.
Yeah, so I want to focus on a couple of things. First, how realistic of an attack is this? Is this really likely to happen at any point in the near future?
No.
Yeah.
It's pretty hard to do. But that said, I still would rather have a car that you couldn't hack than one that, you know, just no one has done yet. So
yeah, Charlie and I are stunt hackers, right? We're going to try to push the boundaries of security. So, you know, that's what we're doing. While it may not be practical, it certainly is doable.
Right. I mean, it's not like we are state sponsored. We're just guys who sit around and do things for fun. So if we can do it, then you figure it. You know, that some guys who had some actual money and talent could really do it.
And then which leads me to my next question, which may or may not be easy to answer, but how far do you got to go back to get to a car that you're not going to be able to hack? Like, I drive a 98 Honda Accord. Is that thing, can you hack that thing?
I doubt it.
Yeah, I don't know. All the new technology features is really what makes these things hackable, so the less technology features you have, the less things there are for attackers to mess with.
Yeah, so you have the same like actual network and, you know, ECUs and stuff in your car that like the one we would have attacked, but there's not as much electronic control of components in your car. So like our cars, there was a computer that controlled the steering, a computer that controlled the braking, a computer that controlled whatever. But your car probably, they're just talking to each other and telling them what's going on, but they're not actually controlling anything.
Yeah.
And then the last question, and this is apparently the newest part of the research, is what can be done to protect against this hack?
Right. So usually I just like to attack stuff and then I walk away and throw up my hands. But this one particular, like, I'm sort of interested in like how we can really defend against these kind of attacks. And it turns out, you know, there's a lot of possibilities, a lot of different ways you can do it, but the way that Chris and I, after a lot of discussion, have decided is probably at least one aspect, if not the best way to do it, is to just try to detect attacks and prevent them when you see them.
Yeah, the thing about cars is their communications are pretty well understood from the manufacturer's perspective, right? And we think that when you see attacks, they're going to stick out like a sore thumb.
Right. At your house, when you're on the internet, like, you know, there's people, they're clicking on stuff, you know, they're doing all sorts of crazy stuff. So internet traffic is really hard to predict and really hard to detect anomalies because it's so crazy. But in a car, it's just computers talking to computers, and they always say the same thing. So that's very easy to detect attacks in a car.
All right, guys. Well, I think that's all I got for you. Thanks so much for coming down here, and have a safe flight back.
All right.
Thanks man.